Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 89. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows around 64. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 88. A mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Wildlife and Parks says turkey hunting season has been suspended due to declining turkey populations at state and regional levels. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission made the decision after recommendations from staff over the course of four public meetings. We've documented consistent declines in turkey populations over the last 15 years, largely due to reduced production levels. Kent Frick, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks small game biologist, said in a news release, these trends are not unique to the state of Kansas. States across the Midwest and Southeast have experienced similar patterns in turkey populations. Though fewer turkey hunters participate in the fall season than the spring in Kansas, wildlife biologists said it remained an important component of the overall harvest. The estimated statewide fall harvest of turkey was less than 500 birds in 2022. While this is a small proportion of the statewide population, fall harvest is an additive source of mortality for turkeys, especially when hens are harvested. Over the past several years, commissioners have approved other preventative recommendations to reduce the impact of the fall season on turkey populations. In 2017, commissioners voted to reduce the statewide bag limit from four birds to one bird, and in 2019, the fall turkey season dates were reduced from 123 days to 41 days. Turkey hunters throughout Kansas said that they support the decision. Trevor Olson has been hunting turkeys his entire life. He helps lead turkey hunting trips in central Kansas. The Kansas Trophy Experience out of Great Bend leads about 30 to 40 turkey hunting groups in the spring season, but they don't do any in the fall. The hope is that having no fall hunting season this year will lead to more hens surviving and having chicks in the spring. We want to see our kids and their kids be able to experience the same things we've been fortunate enough to experience, said Olson. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is partnering with Kansas State University researchers for their Kansas Turkey Research Project. The project is funded by a Restoration Act that takes money from taxes on firearms and goods like hunting equipment. The goal of the project is to better understand issues regarding turkey habitats. A couple job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing in Glen Elder is hiring a full-time position for a welder and materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn, as they are willing to train the right person, offering competitive wages and 100% employee paid insurance. And that's health insurance. Apply in person at 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder, or call 545-3606 or text Allen at 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to the customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company, offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. And they remind you to join them for their Walk for Life, the Walk Run for Life, on Sunday, October 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There'll be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. $25 entry fee includes free t-shirt while supplies last, meal, door prize, entertainment. To register, go to heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433. And also taking place coming up is the Way They Were Antique Tractor Machinery Show. That'll be September 23rd. Activities for kids of all ages at the fairgrounds on the west side of Smith Center. There'll be a parade at 11 a.m. There's tractor show, trucks, poker run, machinery, gas engines, free fun tractor pull. It's the Old Settlers Day celebration. The theme this year, Pioneering to the Future, taking place this weekend, September the 23rd at Smith Center. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
11:42 to go, third quarter. Single back McKinnon in front of Mahomes this time. Snap back to Mahomes, rolls to his right side. Now throws it for Kelce, wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Travis Kelce back for the Chiefs. So is Chris Jones. They get a 17-9 win over the Jaguars on Sunday. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports as we have quite a few results from over the weekend. Also, K-State, KU, Nebraska, and Colorado, all with interesting results in football. And the Royal continue to wind down the season. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Local sports from the weekend, Rock Hills winning over Pike Valley in the makeup football game on Saturday night, 36-32, as the Grizzlies are now 2-1. Pike Valley fell to 0-3. Also on Saturday, the Beloit Lady Trojans went 5-0 at the Republic County Tournament and won the championship. They beat Oakley, Washington County, and Hanover in pool play. Clay Center in the semis beat Smith Center 25-18 and 25-23 in the championship. They're now 19-2 on the season, a 17-match winning streak. Smith Center suffered their first loss of the season in that championship match. They won over Republic County, Lakeside, and Clay Center in pool play and beat Hanover in the semis. Lakeside went 1-4 on the weekend. Lauren Brummett, though, reaching 1,000 kills in her career for the Lady Knights. Also at the Tescott Tournament, Sylvan Lucas went 4-1 and finished in second, losing to Bennington in the championship. Rock Hills went 2-3 and finished fourth. Lincoln 1-2, Southern Cloud 0-3. Full results for volleyball can be found at ncksports.com. You can also find the results for the Clay Center Girls Tennis Meet, where Beloit finished third as a team, and both Ashlyn Knight and Maya Mim finished third in singles for the Lady Trojans. Well, I heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Chiefs picked up their first win of the season Sunday, overcoming a deficit of 3 turnovers to 1 and 12 penalties for 94 yards to beat the Jaguars 17-9. The first 10 drives for the two teams combined for 5 punts, 3 turnovers, a field goal, and a turnover on downs. Jaguars led 3-0 most of the second quarter when the Chiefs finally got on the board. 9-yard touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Sky Moore with 27 seconds remaining. They were unable to hold Jacksonville out of field goal range. KC had a 7-6 lead at half. Mahomes found Kelce on a 9-yard touchdown hurt earlier in the third quarter to put the Chiefs up 14-6. 2 field goals in the fourth finished the 8-point win for the Chiefs. Chiefs defense was a highlight, holding the Jaguars out of the end zone and giving up 271 yards of offense. In his first game back from his holdout, Chris Jones had a sack and a half. Mahomes finished with 305 yards, 2 touchdowns, and interception passing. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on getting the job done and the win.
I'm an offensive guy, but that was a beautiful thing defensively. And offensively, we got to take care of the penalties and the turnovers. But the battle through it shows me a little something. And So we'll get the other stuff fixed as we go.
For more on the Chiefs win, you can catch the Sports Ticket Monday on KD Country 94. Visit NFL.com for a recap of the entire weekend of games in the NFL.
61-yard attempt from Harrison Mavis just to the right of the left hash. Out of the hold to Luke Bauer with 3 seconds to play in regulation, tied at 27. Good snap, good place. Kick is up. It is...
Yes!
Oh, a walk-off winner from 61! Harrison Mavis sends the Mizzou students running onto the turf.
Mizzou picked up the walk-off win over number 15 K-State in Columbia on Saturday behind an outstanding performance from quarterback Brady Cook and wide receiver Luther Burden. Cook threw for 356 yards and three scores. Burden caught two of the touchdowns, had 114 receiving. K-State took their first drive and scored, but the Wildcats and Tigers were in a battle. A 17-14 Mizzou lead at halftime. K-State outscored Missouri 10-0 in the third, leading 24-20. K-State was not able to put the game away. Mizzou made the plays late and got the field goal from Mevis from 61 yards out for the win. For K-State, Will Howard threw for 270 yards, three touchdowns, two to Ben Sinnott. He did play through a leg injury in the second half. Wildcats coach Chris Kleiman on a tough road loss.
Give Coach Frank in Missouri a lot of credit. They made a few critical plays down the stretch. For us, it was a game of missed opportunities. You know, we probably missed some plays on offense that we'd like to have back. We struggled with the explosive play on defense. I thought it was a really good football game. You know, we got to learn from it because these are what Big 12 games are going to be about.
K-State's now 2-1, while Mizzou moved to 3-0. The Wildcats dropped down to the top 25 on Sunday as well.
Two backs in the backfield. Give is to Neal. Hit behind the line. Sheds one tackler. Fights hard. He's in. Touchdown, Kansas. Could have been a loss of two. Instead, it's a gain of 6 points.
Devin Neal got the final score for Kansas in a game that was tighter than expected. The Jayhawks won 31-24 at Nevada late Saturday night. KU never trailed, but the game was tied at 10 at half, 17 in the third and 24 in the fourth before Neal scored his third touchdown of the night for the 7-point win. All of KU's touchdowns came on the ground as Daniel Hyshaw also ran one in the second quarter. Jalen Daniels went 21-27 for 298 yards passing. KU coach Lance Leipold on pulling through.
We did not play our sharpest. We had too many penalties. But, you know, first of all, I need credit Coach Wilson and Nevada for coming ready to play and playing hard and playing downhill and physical all day long. And we didn't always answer that. But at the same time, I'm proud of our team for persevering and finding a way.
The Jayhawks are now 3-0. Nevada 0-3. Full Big 12 scores from Saturday can be found at Big12Sports.com. Other notable finals from Saturday in college football, Nebraska got the first win of the Matt Rhule era with a 35-11 win over Northern Illinois. Husker defense held the Huskies out of the end zone until the last 4 seconds of the game. Nebraska is now 1-2 on the season. And in Boulder, number 18 Colorado escaped with a 43-35 win in double overtime over in-state rival Colorado State. The Buffs are 3-0. Outside of K-State, the only other top 25 team to lose was number 11 Tennessee, falling 29-16 at Florida. Check out NCAA.com for all the scores from Saturday. Finally in sports, the Astros beat the Royals 7-1 on Sunday to avoid a three-game sweep. Jordan Lyles gave up 4 runs in 6 innings and dropped to 4-17 with the loss, as the Royals are 48-102 overall. They stay home to start a three-game series with the 72-78 Guardians at 1:10 this afternoon at the K. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.